Ready? You want to count it off?
No.
Okay.
So, we've got all of Gaspio with Ashley?
Yeah.
Yeah, he ran off.
He's doing PA. He's doing PA guy stuff.
He's actually PA guy stuff.
When you say you're a PA guy.
Yeah.
Never tell anyone that you own a PA.
Just pretend you're Ashley.
That's like having a pickup truck. I'm Josiah, and I play guitar, baritone guitar, and sing.
I'm Nathan, and I play second drums.
I'm Tim, and I play bass and do third vocals.
I'm Kyle, and I play third drums.
And Ryan, you're not in Gasp.
No, I just stumbled upon the
Perfect.
Shenanigans.
Would you like to play first drums?
apparently there's an
first drummer.
Yeah. Apparently there's an opening.
I mean, if Slipknot can have that clown who just runs around and beats on shit, I think.
No, we need like a Nick Cannon drumline type of first drum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That?
I can do that. Is that how I get my own television show?
So how come you guys got back together, man? Somebody talk y'all into this?
We came back together for this moment right here.
Well, here we are.
Didn't have when I was 19.
That's cool, man. So y'all headlining tonight, I know. Do y'all have other shows, or is this a one-time kind of thing, or do y'all know? Or?
As of right now, it's a one-time thing.
Yeah, okay. We're all on our own trips now.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got some Dream Villains in the band.
Yeah.
So.
And Tim, I know you're playing in a band in Greenville.
Yep, I'm playing in a band called Sidestep Dog in Greenville.
Nice.
Kind of play? I live with Sidestep Dog, but I don't play.
Yeah.
I'm in school for mechanical engineering.
Nice. I've not been playing a lot of marimba lately. I've been teaching a lot. But I started playing drums with my roommate's band. He's got a project called Coughing Dove. I played my first show with him.
Oh, yeah, week. I've seen that. I've heard of that. What's his name?
Nicholas Holman.
Yes. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I've seen him a while. He's been playing a while in Charlotte.
He's been doing that for a while, yeah. He's a Rock Hill OG, I think. Okay. But I moved into his house.
Okay.
That was part of our roommate contract.
Didn't the local pickup do a video with him a while back?
Yes, we sent him a guitar. Yeah. Gave him a guitar and he did a video with it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome, yeah. He's been doing that for a while. That's great. Yeah, so that's, are y'all playing out a lot?
We had that first show last week. We don't have anything on the books until like April, I don't think.
Okay.
Some call center, gig over there. But I know he wants to like write, and we have a new guitar player too, so.
Yeah. So are you guys, did y'all have to go back and relearn all the old songs? Had y'all kind of forgotten the groove? Did Stella get her groove back during this? Or?
Well, for me, it's been like a year and a half at least since my last Gasp show. I'm not sure exactly how long. Maybe 2 years at this point. I don't know.
But we really spent 3 years writing all these songs, writing that record.
It came back so quick.
Yeah, we iterated those songs and played them each so many times. We start out with like 17 songs at one point.
Yeah, I think so.
I found a thing on Instagram that was like, we demoed like 19 or 17 new songs today, and that was what we did to like prepare to do that record.
Mm.
But then the ones that are on it kind of like ended up standing out. And so those kind of got played for like a year straight before the bad thing.
So y'all did a three-piece for a while though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and played a good amount of shows? Or?
Yeah, we played some decent shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was five, and then Kyle went off to college, and then it was four, and then Tim moved to Greenville, and then we did a bunch of shows as a three-piece, and then... just like work-life balance.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kyle and Tim were in town for this, and it just kind of worked out.
So why is five the magic? I mean, because that seems to be Gasp, people freaking love Gasp. And I think they love Mega Gasp. Nothing against Micro Gasp. Micro Gasp was also awesome, but they love Mega Gasp. What is it with five piece?
More.
Gasp.
More gasp.
More of us to love.
Two more gasp.
More gasp for your money.
Yeah.
The double drum thing, how'd y'all come across that?
Honestly, I thought I was joining to be the bassist.
Nice. It was an accident.
Yeah, I was told
that's
my
what
kid.
The bass was.
I'm not familiar with the names of instruments.
I think the official story was just we like Kyle. It was really just how it came about.
It's got to be the band.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle's like an incredible drummer.
Mm-hmm.
I was complimenting him today on how his chops haven't dropped off at all.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Which is,
and I guess the songs kind of come from you as a songwriter. Is that kind of where it comes from? Or do y'all write them together?
Most of the ones that we've been playing like in preparation for this show are ones that we like wrote together over a pretty long span of time.
That's what y'all referencing, okay.
Yeah. There was a lot of demoing and iterating and jamming on one song for like an hour at a time while we like developed parts and stuff.
Okay.
And it's very collaborative. Mm-hmm.
Right? What about lyrically? Is it, Josiah, is it coming from you, Master?
Yeah.
Okay.
All me.
Yeah. And you're singing, are you singing through effects and things, or are you just singing?
No, I'm just singing, straight into a microphone now.
Okay.
So. Raw Josiah.
Yeah. I better wear protection.
How did we get here?
Yeah, so what do y'all see? Do y'all think about influences when you're writing, or that's not the furthest thing for your mind? Are y'all just creating in a vacuum? I mean, how does that creatively work?
A lot of times I'm like, oh, that sounds like this thing I like. Keep doing that.
Yeah. Is it repetition? Go ahead.
We kind of rewrite every song about five times.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
The
yeah. So is it the repetition? Is it like practicing and playing and doing? That's what develops these songs?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I think we were playing everything on our last album before the album was out. I think we were playing just about everything live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So working like, there's no like, you gotta wait to see it. Like we're like actively developing it as we were playing shows and stuff.
Okay, that's cool.
We did jam the songs like a lot.
Oh really?
Almost to the point where it was like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard if they wrote like 10 songs instead of 100 songs.
Yeah.
So is that kind of first we stop. Welcome, Ashley. What's up, man?
Thank you.
Yeah, Ashley's been putting this thing together, man. So he's been over there working hard, helping Mike. And you got the PA set up and all that?
Haven't got there yet.
Okay. We ran through these songs, which was crucial.
Okay.
How long it's been.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should be in good shape.
Good, man.
I think I'm ready for someone else's love. We'll be right back.
thing with the collaboration of it is sometimes you end up constructing something that's fairly complicated.
Right.
Time signatures, feels, harmonies.
Yeah.
Both instruments doing harmony lines together, all stacked together a certain way.
Yeah.
So there are, of course, spots set up for drum features or bass and drum feature or guitar solo, but you can't really, like, take some of these on the fly, you know, or they would just fall apart.
Right.
Yeah. And the time changes. But a lot of times we will, say, feel something and say, oh, this part's too busy, let's choke it, but then we'll do that collectively at a rehearsal. Try it this way, try it that way.
Does somebody have to be the sheriff, like the Paul McCartney, being like, no, that's not, we're going to cut that out, it's too complicated.
We're all deputies here.
Mom and deputy dad.
Let's put it this way, sometimes we will actually write a song and be like, wow, that's a really cool song, but it's pretty boring. Can we gasp it up?
Right, yeah.
How do we gasp it up?
Yeah.
And, you know, our rhythm section luckily is capable of saying, what if we do it in seven, but five times this time, right, four times the next time? Or, you know, bring out some strange synth sounds or guitar pedal sounds.
It's hard for the sake of being hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes.
It doesn't sound any better. It's just
hard. Oh, no, it sounds better.
Well, you know,
interesting to play.
Yeah. Finding groove in complex, like syncopations and things, is a difficult thing to do. To find a simplicity that's a groove. Because y'all have a groove, man. Like, people will dance into gasp. So if there's complexity going on, like, they're not necessarily paying attention to that. You know what I mean? Like they're so that is that. Are y'all aware of that as an achievement the band kind of has? Or
I think that's like the biggest compliment you can get. Is people not standing still. I've played so many shows where that's the case, and you just get in your head when that happens. But when people are dancing, I feel like you can loosen up, and that's like the most exciting thing to see.
We do have one song, Sunshine, that's pretty complicated, and it does have a groove section in seven.
Yeah.
And I know that one for sure, we workshopped it and with that in mind.
I think it's danceable.
We don't want
though.
Them to know it's seven.
Yeah, right.
Dude, I consulted with Brett Nash on that one.
Ooh.
I sent him a demo of it. I was like, what does this need? And he was like, it needs just like a constant hit throughout it so people can like just feel like where they can move in it.
Right.
And I think he was like, you already have that, like turn it up some.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, nice.
You mean Brett Nash from Band of Horses, right?
No. I mean Brett Nash from Secret Guest.
I went to high school with Brett Nash. He's just Brett Nash.
Brett Nash from Heaven. Lord loves
I know his mom.
Well, we got a great off.
Yeah, MC's son.
MC, yeah. Shout out
to MC.
I've never met Brett Nash, but I am in love with MC. She's my favorite fucking person.
You've never met Brett Nash? How is that possible?
I don't know, I'm working the door, man. I never, like,
I'm working the door.
Yeah, why would I see everybody that comes to me?
Why would I be in a unique
lather of lies?
Everyone I've been doing this before, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's cool, man. And y'all's album, I know y'all worked on it for a while and got it out, and it's incredible. And it's available everywhere, right? I mean, everywhere you can stream things.
Left Hand Band by Gasp.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, it seems like there are a lot of tracks and a lot of things going on in that.
It's an hour-long album. Listening to it earlier. I listened through the whole thing on the way here, and
I gotta remember these songs.
It's really good.
Yeah, so who did y'all record with?
John Knight and ourselves and...
Mm-hmm. We did a lot of it ourselves.
Yeah, we did a lot of it ourselves.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that was recorded over a good long period of time. Yeah. A lot of it was done at Satellite Studios, which is no longer operating up there. But John, of course, was great to work with, allowing us to try a lot of our weird sound.
Yeah.
And then Josiah on the back end did a ton of work stitching every song together. It's a three-play album, which is rare for people to even want to do nowadays, right?
Yeah, right, for sure.
But from the days of CDs and records, the idea is that you put it on and let it play, and there are soundscapes between every song that Josiah made from just found sound.
That's awesome.
Captured sound.
Yeah. So the idea of an album is an interesting thing these days. I mean, because now it's just tracks, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I guess it's kind of rare to do it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we would again, because there was, you know, close to a 2-year period where we weren't releasing anything.
Right.
Because we were trying to create an entire end-to-end album.
Yeah. We were like more didgeridoos.
More whip cracks.
3-hour slide whistles.
I see an army of didgeridoos.
Here's Tom Sawyer, a little more rawhide.
Yeah. That'll be a didgeridoo.
Yeah, that's what they sound like.
I know, that was weird.
They just sound like a chorus of Springsteen fans.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a convergence of each of y'all's journey as an artist, Gasp was and then is, I guess, tonight as a kind of a showcase of, like, that past however many years that y'all did Gasp, right? So, I mean, what's next for you guys? Whoever wants to share, where's your creative focus moving out of this?
I've got a band, which we talked about earlier,
yeah.
But
yeah,
I've kind of transitioned in Greenville from being bass guy to being vocalist guy.
And trombone guy.
I picked up the trombone on stage, and it's a major part of our act.
Yeah.
You keep a lot of money comes out.
You do not want to see what he does with his horn.
Yeah, no, but it's been really cool doing a...
You ever heard of G.G. Allin?
Gasp is such a wide, like, it kind of, like, defies genres, cliche as that is, but, like, we don't really stick to one thing in Gasp, and it's been really interesting going from Gasp, which is... There's just this wide breadth of different styles to playing in a band that is primarily like emo pop punk,
right?
And has a kind of sound that we're going for,
right? Right.
And it's been really cool to like really focus in on something and be like, what? How can we do this the best?
Did Gas make you a better artist?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like it was challenging the first like year I was in Gasp, The songs demanded more complicated bass parts than I'd ever played.
Yeah.
And I had to rise to the challenge.
Yeah, I hear that, man. What about you, Kyle? Did Gasp push you artistically?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, pretty much the same as Tim, you know? Like, the first little bit, it was definitely, like, Gasp was always kind of the kind of music I always wanted to play.
Yeah.
I was kind of, like, scooped up from, like, some gutter... garbage music. You know? Hey.
Oh, no.
It's always a lot of fun, you know?
I love my old bands, you know?
I even love the Smokers, you know, a band that needs no introduction.
But you're going to give them one into
one.
The Chainsmokers were good,
was,
but they're not
objectively,
no,
a song objectively a horrible
the
band.
The Chainsmokers?
Yeah. No. Just the single part. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I've always wanted to, like, you know, I grew up being, like, a big fan of Zappa and shit like that, and I always wanted to be in a band that did more complicated this and that stuff,
yeah.
You know, really fucked around with, like, some stuff like,
this is G-rated.
G-rated,
yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I'll clean it
it's
up.
It's a Disney. This is actually going to be on Disney.
Yeah.
It's a Star Wars story.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is, like, the first band I've ever been in that we've, like, that has even done anything remotely close to that. I think if you tried to teach Chase Warren, God love you, Chase Warren, if you tried to teach him something in 7/4, he'd be like, just play the song.
Stop talking about the song.
Play the song.
What about you, man, creatively?
Yeah, totally. I mean, my former roommate was the original drummer for Gasp. His name's Lex Nordlinger, and he's just a fucking monster, you know? And he moved away, and I was like, I can be in this band now. So, like, having to learn all his parts was, like, a huge challenge. Then I finally get the hang of it, and we were like, let's add a second drummer. God damn it. I gotta learn that. Learn how to work with somebody.
Yeah, that was... the hardest part about Gasp, I think. And that just, it's a lot of me, like, stepping back, which I've never been good at. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm still, like, I've always been a punk drummer-ish.
Yeah. So you're filling a lot of space, and now you can't do that because you're both in there. Right?
Yeah, yeah. My
job
was to take up as much space as possible in all my last bands.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's tough, man, having to know when to pull back and when to... not play.
There's a reason you don't see a lot of double kit bands.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of communication. And
or they kind of just play in unison.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Which
exactly.
Nathan has, like, a background as, like, an arranger and, like, leader of, like, group music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of times he has been, like, a musical director for the band and been like, I hear this and, like,
mm-hmm.
I think this should be here or whatever.
So that skill set you brought to Gas to help with
mm-hmm. that
space,
went right into songwriting.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Have a drummer help with songwriting is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah, these two drummers are, like, worth their weight in gold. They're, like, some of the best drummers you could ever find.
That's killer,
so,
man.
Yeah.
And it is difficult, but when you're writing some of the riffs and ideas that
Josiah and I were coming up with that were very just heavy riff oriented or real chunky or meant to be urgent and chugging or whatever. Man, when you get two drummers create a part and then they fall in that pocket together, what if I do this? Okay, and you get on this and they start playing and all of a sudden you're like, you're already on a ride. You can just feel the energy surging.
That's great, yeah.
And then you can just lay down the nastiest unison riffs between me and Tim. I'm on a baritone guitar anyway.
Right.
And so you've got a low tone guitar with
a
bass.
So you're on a baritone guitar. You're on a bass. Are you also on a baritone guitar?
Yeah.
Gasp has always been baritone.
Double berries.
Okay, so Gasp has double baritone, double drums, and a bass.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's why those Weezer riffs sound so good.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
A flute would absolutely shatter us. It would cut us like a knife.
You gotta get a uke in there.
I'm gonna need a hat.
Ashley and I met each other starting this band because it was a band from a hat.
Oh, okay.
So that's the only context we've ever known each other in, was this like musical brotherhood.
So let me say this. The band from a hat is something that comes out of the shows that Mike Gentry puts on, like this show tonight. And then what he does
is Nathan started it.
I'm sorry.
I didn't start the idea, but
okay.
When I was 16, these punks did a band from a hat show, and that's how my first like punk band came into existence. And then I came to Winthrop, met Mike Gentry, and was like, hey, we should just band from a hat day.
Gotcha.
So everyone just signed up one night, threw their name into a hat. We pulled everybody out. There was like 10 bands that came out of it, and a handful of them stuck around. Mm-hmm. But Josiah and Ashley and Lex all just had their names in that hat, and that's how they started.
And that was the first one.
That was the first show was at that band from a hat performance.
That's how we ended up with a band that we ended up drawing, when the dust settled, drums, vocals, and guitar.
Yeah, there you go.
So, bass. No bass.
Yeah.
And that's when I got the baritone.
That's when you're like, wait a minute, we're going all bass.
Yeah.
We made a huge mistake. The pendulum goes all the way
in. I've never played guitar in the band before. I've always been a bass player, so that's why I signed up for guitar.
So a bit more lore about the band from a hat. The next year, there was a band with like Lex on drums, I think, Matt Duncan on vocals,
It was Nick Holman, is my roommate on drums.
And like Mike on bass, and like three other people on bass.
Oh, nice!
Wow. And all
organize these events.
All the bass players quit except for Mike. So Mike and Matt and Nick Holman started Molgoth. The next year in Band from a Hat.
I didn't know that came from.
I didn't know that.
The bananas come from.
Both of my bands I was never in, and they just were from Band from a Hat. I was like, I like that band a lot. Let me weasel my way in.
It's your talent development program.
Yeah.
Chase
from Band in the Hat.
Yeah. Squirt Vile, another local band that just got onto a little label and got their album. I recorded it.
They came from that band.
They're a band from a hat.
Yep.
And
the pun name
Space Daddy was.
Right. Richard Cycles was. Space Daddy was. Yeah.
Space Daddy, yeah.
So
that's amazing.
White Dog Crap was.
Great name.
Was Piss Boys from a hat?
No,
that's all Alex Lacy.
Yeah, that's Alex.
Yeah.
Oh,
shout out to Alex.
That's actually the best band I've ever been in.
Just one call, I'll go up and I did pray. How about you just one call, I'll go up and I did pray.
me say this to you. Let me ask you guys this question, because I asked everybody else this question. Why? For the love of God.
Well, that's actually exactly it. It's
for the love of God. Hey, I know someone else who was asking why.
It does stand for Guys Against School Prayer.
That's right. No, man, seriously, why? For the love of God, why? Not just play the show. Yeah. Why do it? Why play in a band? Why make records? Why record? Why do it?
I've started to think about my love of music like pathologically, like it's an addiction, and like I'm like, if I just didn't have music, if it just wasn't a thing, you know, like gamers spend a lot of time like doing that, or other people have like interests or hobbies, but music is such a large fascination and obsession that playing it, listening to it, talking about it all the time, and like being able to do that with like people that you love and you speak this musical language with is like the best thing that's ever happened to me, personally. So,
yeah, it's one thing to be in the greater world, but in your own band, it's definitely a brotherhood. I mean, we've been together somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 years in one form or another now, and we've done a lot of things. There's some stories. I know. I mean, what other substitute is there for that? Everyone's searching for that, and they find it in different ways. For us, music has been the conduit for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it just boils down to fun for me. Yeah. Like, it's kind of everything Josiah said, but it's not, like, meaningful. Because nothing means anything to me. But it is fun.
Yeah, it's just such an outlet. Like, playing music, especially live music in front of an audience, like, it doesn't matter how many people there are. It's like, there's something special about that you can't replicate with anything else. And I used to do, that's kind of thing, the way you do it was like, it's a high. It's a feeling that I never got growing up doing like community theater. Like that was, that was nice, but nah. Like this is
Yo, same dude, I was Claude Herman.
Ayo.
Nice. What about you, Nathan?
Dude, I think right after the money and the drugs, the love is what it's all about.
Yeah. You left out the women.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
This man gets us women.
Wait a minute. You guys are getting women. Wait, what? Nice. Dude, well, it's awesome to have you guys in town. Everybody have Gas back together. You guys are an absolute local favorite. Thanks, Ashley, for all the work you've put into this. Thanks, Gas, for putting all the time to make it happen again. One more mega Gas for all the lovers out there. Woo. And we're looking forward to tonight, man. So thanks for coming out.
Yeah.